Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
We will survive.
I will survive.
This is such a great song. It's an iconic song.
One of my favorites.
And I'm glad they used it in this episode.
Me too.
And I'm going to survive these comments. Hello, everybody. Welcome again to another episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. This is season 8, episode 2.
Yep.
I'm going to call myself a commentator tonight. Because I'm just going to ask questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like
Since it seems as though my
Did
freedom
you get
of speech.
The chat role? I couldn't.
I have
it
not.
Out.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it. My name is Kenny Harrison. By the way, joining us tonight is the lovely
1-2-3 Jackie B.
Serving up some real mermaid.
This is
fishy.
In honor of my girl Layla, who went home soon.
Too soon. No, just.
I like
no,
Layla
I think it was
lot.
Too late. Too
a
late.
A lot.
I'm supposed to be positive and not bitter tonight. sitting next to Jackie, serving up a soap opera hunk realness is.
Hi guys, it's Jay at @don't_be_jealous on Instagram and then Twitter @still_jealous.
Welcome, Jay. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back.
I can't figure out technology. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was done.
Don't do it again.
I can't figure out technology, and we were gonna try and do the chat roll, but Kenny's gonna try. And
I'm gonna try to do it. I can't do two things at once. Clearly, I can't talk and do this. So,
but shout out to Cassandra who's watching us live.
Hey, I could pull up the chat in here for you guys.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, there we go.
That'll work.
Oh, yay. That's
so
wonderful.
Make your comments. We're coming to you live. I don't know what camera I'm on. We're coming to you live from LA. It is 11, close to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
We're getting there.
If you're joining us on iTunes, thank you for downloading us. If you're watching us on YouTube, make your comments down below. This was a good episode.
Oh, it was so good.
It was so good.
This was a good episode.
We have some disclaimers from the last episode.
Jackie has some disclaimers. Go
I
for
have
it,
some
Jackie.
Disclaimers.
Go ahead, Jackie. While you do that, I'm gonna see if I can log in. Go ahead. Go for it. Go, Jackie, go.
Oh, I'm just telling them to run it. I can't. Got an engineer.
It had been run.
It had been run already?
Oh,
you're so good.
It happened. Okay.
It happened. That was great.
That was fast.
I also have one more thing I want to say.
Go for it.
We all have favorites. We have favorite drag queens, right? You guys have favorites. You guys have favorites on this panel, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mark will be back. I'm just saying.
We love you, Mark.
We love you. He's having a family emergency right now. Mm-hmm. There have been 100 queens on Drag Race. It's literally impossible to fully remember each and every single queen. And I know we're on this panel because we all pick our own favorites. We don't agree. And that's the whole point of having a panel.
Or maybe we should agree.
No.
Let's agree on everything.
No, let's not. That's what makes the world a wonderful place. What makes the world a wonderful place is the fact that some people, like maybe some people are big fans of Chi Chi, but some people are big fans of Kimchi.
We're sticking with the Chi-Chi's.
Yeah, I went with the Chi-Chi's.
Yeah.
Everybody
Let's just face
Chi-Chi's.
It, we're like the Donald Trump of AfterBuzz hosts.
No. No, ma'am.
We're like a train wreck that you cannot turn away
you
from.
You cannot turn away from.
By the way, I do appreciate all of the views. We've got 14,000 views. We had like 5,000 views in like 2 days.
So yeah, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, keep watching. Keep watching. Thank you. Keep making your comments, bad or bad. Keep making them. We appreciate it.
But I do want to say I got dragged for going after Alaska's makeup. Alaska's makeup was terrible on the show. And then she did some videos afterwards where her makeup was also terrible.
Oh.
And
so you're going the opposite direction with
that. No. I'm not.
Okay.
No, but now I don't actually follow Alaska on social media because I only follow the queens I'm a huge fan of. And that's not to say that Alaska isn't awesome, that she doesn't have her own group of very strong fans. I know she does, but she's just not my favorite drag queen. So I follow my favorites.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Adore Delano fan.
Oh yeah.
So I looked at her Instagram the other day and I noticed that
Alaska.
She has upstepped her makeup game. And I will give you that. I have no problem saying I was wrong. But who I do follow, and maybe this is wrong, but I follow her drag baby, Nebraska Thunderfuck, who was the vet that she dressed up on her episode. And he is gorgeous. He is gorgeous. In drag, out of drag.
I'll have to look.
Yeah. Follow him on Instagram. He's gorgeous. Okay. Also, I follow Fifi, and I know this is going to be weird to our listeners because I did not like Fifi during her season, as most people did not. But when she called into our show, she was totally cool, totally gracious. And she has the most incredible makeup jobs of all kinds of different characters on her Instagram. So check that out.
Cool. I'll have to look them up. There's some that I just haven't followed up on.
Yeah,
I'll
and
have
that's
to look up.
I mean, well, that's the thing. Yeah. It's like some of us, you know, we have our favorites. I don't keep tabs on every single drag race that went off on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. And I want to say thanks, everybody, for welcoming me to the show. I had a really good first week, so thank you, everyone.
Let's
I'm having a good time.
Jay did a great job last week.
Thank you.
So,
thank
you,
guys. That's
thank
you
for coming back. And
thank you for not running away.
I know. I don't have any disclaimers. I think this is a free country. The reason why we do this show
is until Donald Trump.
No. But we do this because we do enjoy the show, and we do enjoy working together. And you give us a microphone, we put it out there, you're free to make any comment you like. So feel free, comment away. I like the comment. I live to wake up on Tuesdays and read the comments while I'm watching myself on YouTube.
What I really liked was people's predictions of, you know, we made our top three of who we thought, and there was a lot of people who were calling Thorgy Thor.
Yes.
And I was like, what did I miss in this first episode? And I saw in the second episode, I get it now. I understand.
Yeah,
I'm a fan.
It. No, I feel the same
I'm on board.
Let's
get into it.
Also, real quick, and we discussed this last season because Drag Race airs on Monday nights. We do our shows on Monday nights. Unfortunately, Untucked is on Tuesday nights or Tuesday during the day on YouTube, so you can check it out whenever. So I think I kind of decided that we're going to discuss Untucked if necessary. Judging from last week's Untucked, I don't think there was anything that stood out.
For me, what Untucked was fun this year or this year and last year, because I feel like it's more about getting to know the queens and less about doing like, I gotcha. And sad videos and not that sad videos don't make us get to know the queens, but I feel like it's less like I gotcha situation and more of. Really, let's have them have conversations, get to know them.
Yeah, there was no a little, pink ball. I'm sorry, Jay.
There was a little bit of getting, like with Bob went a little bit for Derek, but I thought it was a good point about the makeup where you really can change a phase.
Right.
I think that was really the only thing that came untucked where it was more of an attack than a conversation. Not even an attack, but a conversation that I would expect from Untucked.
Yeah. Overall, from last week's episode, I feel as though everyone got along for the most part. And even when it was asked the one that went home last week, if she, Nation.
Nisha.
Yeah. We got it.
I was waiting. Thank you. Nisha.
No. Nisha.
If she, you know, who she thought was worse than her, and she threw somebody under the bus, Naomi Smalls, and, you know, it wasn't out of spite. It wasn't, you know, I got the sense that they just got together. There's no animosity, and there's, you know, everyone got
along. They ask you a question, they put you on the spot. What else are you supposed to say?
But it was Layla that threw Naomi under, wasn't it? I thought that because Layla was.
It was.
Make your comment. Rip me, please. Because I was totally wrong. But what I was getting at, is that this episode tonight, I felt as though now the claws are coming out. Now, you know, the competition has really started. And we see that based on the two groups. Mm-hmm. Basically, to run into it, the mini challenge was a cha-cha dance-off, which was,
so cute. Hilarious. She's giving me Jocelyn Fox realness.
Yeah.
I just love her. And you know what's funny is, after watching, so I watched Untucked right before I watched tonight's episode. Mm-hmm. So I got more of a sense of thinking, I like all these queens. I like all of them.
Yeah.
I even like Nayshia, who went home.
Right. You know what? And it's funny that you say that, Jackie, because I think, I don't know if it was last season or two seasons ago, you made the comment. I remember you making this comment how early on in, like, seasons 1, 2, and 3, you were like, oh, I don't want anybody to go home. And then 2 seasons ago, or maybe even last season, you were like, I don't care who goes home, you know?
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I feel as though this is a group that I kind of am connecting a little bit more with as individuals and contestants, as opposed to just, I don't like this one, I don't like that one.
Right.
Contrary to the comments that were made.
When you're really invested in the queens, I watched in studio with Jay, and when we were watching it, he probably heard me go, no!
There was a lot of exclamations. Yeah.
When they sent both queens home, I was not seeing it coming.
Her mouth had dropped.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was not seeing it coming, and I was totally upset. I was upset.
I agree. Well, okay, so,
I was going to say, I heard in an interview, I forget which queen it was, but on a carpet, they came up and they said, this season is so much, it's men in wigs and makeup. Like, that's what they're aiming for this season. They have good comedy queens on this one, too, which is one of my favorite things about drag queens.
Yes.
And I think that they're just not taking themselves as serious as, like, maybe season 7 was.
You're just a dude in a wig.
You're a dude in a wig with some makeup on, which is what they're doing.
I think, overall, they're all pretty likable at this point, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my question to you, though. I actually had this question just for you, because...
Just for me?
Do you think... Because Acid Betty is the huge plot line that we have going right now, the controversial plot line. Yes. But I was wondering, do you think it's justified, because I know you liked Acid Betty. Do you think it's justified, her attitude was justified?
Okay, so from what I gather in this episode, and yes, I did say Acid Betty was one of my favorites from last week, just not knowing anything about her. From Thorgy,
TT.
I like the dread, so I'm just gonna call her Dread Lady.
Okay.
Thorgy.
She looks like the girl from Orphan Black.
Did I say it wrong?
Thorgy. Orgy.
Do you watch Orphan Black? She looks like the girl.
Kasima. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Orphan Black. We love that show.
Yeah.
She gave us a lot more backstory. And it didn't change my opinion of her. It just altered it just a little bit. Now I see, okay, she can be a little bitchy. I will say, in Acid Betty's defense, is a lot of what was said about her was behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little, it's commentary on to who she may be in the real world, but as far as the show is concerned, I'm only seeing this little bit of her right now. And I find it very fascinating, because the teams were split. Cha-Cha and Cynthia, they got to choose their teams, and I thought it was chosen fairly.
Chi-Chi. I'm just saving you. I promise I'm not doing it out of any...
I am so glad you're here.
But I know who you're talking about, which is the important thing.
I gave Kenny my
disease.
But I'm
gonna get ripped. Come on, let me have it. I'm ready.
Guys, I'm here. Don't worry.
No, but what I'm saying is that now we have these... Now we see individuals, whereas last week I didn't really see... I just saw a bunch of people that were thrown at me, and I wasn't... it was just a lot going on. Uh-huh. Now we're seeing the conflict, and from what I gather from this episode, is that shady bitches were just that. A lot of them were just really shady, and like, you got one talking behind the other one because they work together in New York, and then, you know, and whereas the other group, the lady bitches,
Lady bitches,
they worked as a team. And yeah. I have to admit, although I don't think she's gonna win, Kimchi is becoming a favorite of mine.
She's great.
Do you think though that she deserved the win?
From last week?
From last no.
Kimchi won
Kimchi
last
did
week.
Win last week.
Kimchi won last she... week. Do you think Chi-Chi, that's what I meant. Do you think Chi-Chi won deserved the win from this week? Because I don't think she did.
Oh, I absolutely do.
Oh, you do?
I do. I really do. I have an opinion. I thought that they really tried to give Acid Betty like a really hard time, but we've seen this challenge before where the queens come and they have to work together with a dance, a lip sync. Mm-hmm. And Acid Betty knew that this is a huge challenge. And she, you do you see how much choreography that they had already planned out? That
they're sweating.
Right. They're like, sweating.
That really got to me because they're commenting about how much they're sweating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you see it's like, it's hot in there. I understand.
Yeah.
It's hot in here.
Mm-hmm. Here it is
actually,
again.
I mean,
and but Jamal even used a lot of the pat, 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 mm-hmm. the
yes.
Hey, hey. I mean, Acid was really smart to say, we can get that lip sync down. Like, they're drag queens, they know how to lip sync. We need to get some choreography to bring in. And I think that's what made them the better team, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And for Chi-Chi to, I know they kind of had a struggle, but Chi-Chi still directed them. And Chi-Chi dominated a lot of that lip sync, too. They were saying, like, she was upside down in a split doing uh-huh. the head bob, oh, still lip syncing.
She did a great job.
She carried a lot of it. I thought it was a great one.
I see your logic.
Yeah.
Because when I was watching it, it's like, it's hard for me to be like, okay, I feel like Acid Betty really was the team leader.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's because Chi-Chi let her be the team leader.
Or,
and Chi-Chi did do a great job.
Right.
She did do a great job.
Or... because I even wrote, I have a question. Do you think Acid Betty was being professional, or was she being the asshole that was called? That, I mean, what do you think? Do you think that her being in the position that she wasn't the captain,
mm-hmm.
the team captain, but she was kind of like pushing everyone in the direction of working more work as opposed to talking about how big the heels were and how comfortable they were.
I would say 50-50. I think that she had a good... She kind of rode like professionalism, but mm-hmm. then I thought that... I really wish she didn't say this because it kind of made me like, ugh, like go back to week one where I was crazy about her,
mm-hmm.
where she said, you know, I'll be the first one to say you like weren't a great captain. Because you don't... I mean, if you wait until Rue says that your team is on the bottom to start throwing people under the bus, I don't. Mm-hmm. I think if you're working as a team, really just stay focused that whole time and try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that it was kind of a split, but I think that she was just trying to keep the team... not talking about a shoe. Like, she wants to work. She doesn't want to get eliminated.
Devil's advocate for what you just said,
yeah.
about her saying, you know, I'm going to throw you on the bus. I'm going to tell you to your face. Chi-Chi kind of brought that up because she was like, well, if this isn't going to work, whoever's going to lip sync against me,
uh-huh.
assuming that, and we talked about this last season, Jackie and Mark and Cameron and I, how if it's a team group, you know, challenge that mm-hmm. I think it should be judged as a group. Again, that didn't happen tonight. And I, you know, the more flip-flopper, I'm okay with it now because there was so much going on. There was like, this last season was the airline challenge, which is very similar to this one.
Yeah.
I thought this was very clever as taking the movie Pitch Perfect, Julian gonna say something else.
Lucien Pien.
Yes, that one. He took some.
But
he took
guys,
all of.
Kenny can't even pronounce Michelle Visage's
name. I can't even say my own name. So
this is just Kenny pronounces everything.
Or,
like, I don't even think he knows the name of the show.
Or am I doing it to get
Rui
ripped?
Rui Polly.
What is
Dragon Race?
Oh, that's what it is. It's RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I thought it was something
it's
different.
It's not the A-list.
Oh, that show. Wow.
Deep cut.
I actually loved it.
It was good, yeah.
Yeah. No comment. So that's what I wanted to say.
Okay. We actually have a bunch of people in the chat room deciding whether or not Betty was being bitchy or professional. I would love for you guys to tweet at us, let us know if you thought it was bitchy or professional, or put it in the comments.
I thought she was being, I'm with you, 50-50, but mm-hmm. I do question if she overstepped her boundaries.
Right.
I agree with that.
I can see
just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of behind the scenes,
yes.
awkward transition time.
No, you go for it. I love awkward.
If you enjoy hearing stories about behind the scenes in Hollywood, you should check out Kevin Undergaro's new show. It's The Tomorrow Show, and you can find it through AfterBuzz, but you can also find it... I don't actually know the URL. It's just thetomorrowshow.com.
Yeah.
And it's on Twitter, at The Tomorrow Show.
And
Instagram. Yeah, you can check it. I actually linked it in my Twitter.
Yeah, we'll tweet it out as well.
But they're on Monday and Thursday nights, 7 to 9 Pacific time. I've seen the preview for it. It looks like a total blast. You guys should check it out.
Yeah.
Awesome. Also, while we're talking about Kevin, congratulations, Kevin and Maria.
Oh, yeah.
They're engaged. Congratulations.
Yes. That's a good news to get.
So, thanks, Jackie. So,
I do have something. Okay, so what did you think of the teams? We kind of talked about it, but what did you think, like, the dynamic between the teams?
I like the dynamic between the teams.
Yeah.
Again, I think lady bitches work together. And as much as Kim Chi didn't have the steps, I liked her. You know, she fell down in rehearsal, and Jamal, which... Hi, Jamal. he was like, do you want to try it without heels? She got up. She's like, no, I'll do it in heels. And he was like, okay. She's like 100%. And I like that. And I find that very endearing. Whereas Dax on the other team was more like, you know, I'll get it eventually. And I feel like that's not. This is a team effort.
Yeah.
I mean, you not getting it right. And I'm not saying this was the other problem that I have is that, you know, we talk about how before you even get on the show, you learn how to sew. Now it's learn how to dance.
I found out, though, from Whatchapackin that Naysha was the only queen who didn't know how to sew. Only queen out of all of them. They all have some
Again, sort of sewing skill. We're getting into this. This is the 8th season. We know... singing, dancing, acting,
well, you know,
sewing.
You gotta fake it till you make it.
That's
and
true.
That's what Kim Chi did. Well, and that's what they respected about her was the fact that it's like, okay, I know this isn't my strong point. What else can I do here? Well, I'll create this character so that nobody probably hopefully doesn't notice that I'm dancing poorly. And it worked. It worked
because
the character was so... Even though she didn't dance well, the character was so, like, cute, nerdy, like, awkward that you were like, okay, well, it's the character. That's the character can't dance.
And to bring up Bob, who I love.
I love Bob.
She goes, when you mess up, just make the audience think it was on purpose, which is so true. You stay in that character, and like you said, like, I don't think that Michelle or Rue were looking at Kim Chi. They noticed that she was a little off step and stuff, but they said that character kind of covered that, which...
Right.
You know, that team was very helpful. I think they were kind of boosting each other up.
Right.
The only thing I was confused about, did they stick with Derek and the Layla storyline about the little sister? Because I didn't get that from that.
Because I watched it twice. I just to give you what I do during the day, I watch the East Coast feed at 6 o'clock here.
Yeah.
And I just sit. I don't take notes. I just sit for entertainment and I laugh. And I just let it go, like let everything go. Then I watch it again at the West Coast feed. And I watched for exactly what you were saying, and I didn't get that at all.
Okay.
Like, the beginning of that group's bit, Derek is kind of like the ringleader, and then Layla comes in afterwards. But it's so quick. Everything moved quick. Like, when I watched it the second time, I forgot that Robbie was even in the thing.
Robbie actually, out of that whole team, my eye, and I know they were drawing the camera to Kim Chi because of the storyline, and she did a great job, but my eye was drawn to, like, Robbie's, her glasses and her expression.
So much comedy in that.
Yeah, I thought it was great comedy.
I missed all of that.
Really?
I missed all of that.
Robbie was the star of that team to me. Well, also Cynthia for losing that shoe and then still being a team player.
Ricocheting off a light.
Yes.
And dancing like she was still on on a point. I was like, go ahead, Cynthia.
What would Beyonce
do? Work it, Cynthia. Did I already say she's my Jocelyn Fox part two?
You did.
I did.
Yeah, but you can say it as many times as you want.
This was my first time hearing that, so good. And I'm glad you remember Jocelyn Fox. We love that. So, yeah, I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, it absolutely did.
What do you think, then? The dynamics between the two teams.
Okay, so I agree. Is it Shady? I want to make sure I get it right.
Shady Bitches. Shady and Lady.
Yeah, so I thought that both teams worked great in what they were doing, but it's true. With Dax's exclamation point, we had a little bit of a problem where it's like, I'll just get it later.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the team maybe should have stepped in and said, like, no, like, let's learn the lock arms. And maybe we just didn't see it. Maybe it was like an edit or something. But I felt like the Lady Bitches were a little bit more kind of uplifting, bring it up. They had a little bit more of a like a positive attitude going into the challenge.
Yeah.
This, I do feel like they focused more on the shady
they did. Because I think that's
the reason why what Jay just said is because everybody worked together and that's boring.
Yeah.
Just like if we were to sit here and agree on everything,
you would be bored.
Yeah.
Pressed.
Yeah, they would. They still would rip us. So yeah. So Dax struggled a little bit.
I will say this. When Jay and I were watching the episode, you're really nitpicking at this point because you're watching it and you're saying these queens.
Sorry, we are reading as we're talking, and something caught my eye and it was really funny.
Am I teach yellow? Is that the yellow?
The yellow, yeah. Okay. Yeah, go for it. Sorry, Jackie.
Sorry, Jackie. That's okay. Oh, they're really nitpicking at this point because you have, when you get to this level of RuPaul's Drag Race where you have all of these excellent, phenomenal, talented, beautiful queens in here, and was thinking, I don't see anything wrong with them. Yes, there are some that shine more than others, but there was nothing to me that I was like, oh, that person messed up, that person messed up. Even when there were little like mistakes here and there, they went through it like professionals.
Right.
So there was no, I think that's part of what made me sad about the bottom too, because I feel like we could have like seen so much more from them.
Right.
And I just didn't feel like it was that bad.
Well, let me ask you this. Because there are 11 of them now at this point. There are 11 bodies moving around in strategic choreography on the stage. And I get it. If you're going to have this kind of, because it was quite a bit of production.
Yes.
For the main stage. Yeah. And I'm sure
that was hard, by the way.
No.
Like, if you've ever done dance, that is just the part where they're doing the arms thing, where you have to have one arm over and one arm under.
Yeah.
I was sweating watching that. Mm-hmm. I'm that is hard.
Yeah, and what I was getting at is that because what we saw in rehearsals was just the isolated. I mean, I know Jay and I discussed it before we came in here. That there were just two different groups, and then now I'm watching, like, they're, like, intermingling, and I was just like, whoa. And it reminds me of the last season, the airline. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, because, of course, editing, and I know, like, I'm never allowed to speak about editing when it comes to the show, but there are a lot of things, like, you know, they focused on Dax missing some of the words.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some parts where she completely, like, screwed up. And I get that there's so much going on.
I don't think she's the only one, though. There was a point where Derek just stopped singing.
I know. I know. And if you look, like, Naomi in the background, when everyone else was singing, she wasn't.
Yeah, there was that part where.
So there's a lot going on. So this ties into, like, how this challenge is judged. You know, I tend to believe that it's not necessarily fair to do individual because there's so many. It's 11 of them. Mm-hmm. And they're moving around and you can't focus on one particular thing, especially when I feel that the runway this episode did not factor into the overall outcome of who went home.
Oh my God.
Does that make sense?
Well, they did kind of give Dax a hard time about that hem. I mean, the
dress.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Can I address one thing? Okay,
yes.
So
go for it.
When they were getting ready in their drag, I really loved this moment of all of them just bonding over like how hard it was to grow up and being gay, overweight. It's just like, it just shows how strong the community is. And even though they're competing, it's still like a family. They all have so much in common. And I thought it was so nice for the show to have that like 3 minutes of just like a love fest. And then we went into the competition.
I'm glad you brought that up because it seemed, again, referencing last season where you had kind of the older queens versus the younger queens, everyone's getting along. And it was, I agree. I think I like because I was a big kid too growing up.
Me too.
So it was.
It's hard.
It is hard. And also, you know, then being gay is not. I mean,
it's hard.
It's hard. The struggle is real.
Yeah.
Being gay and fat, the struggle is real. No, but what I want to say is, and this is why I adore Kim Chi now, is that she's 6'4", I'm assuming.
And a virgin.
If you
want to help Kim Chi get laid.
But you know what? You know what is very striking that really stands out to me with her story is that she keeps saying how, you know, she's just getting comfortable in her own skin. She's still kind of shy. But I feel like even when she's on the runway, she still gives Like, it comes out. Like,
with her geisha shuffle?
Yeah. I find her very endearing.
I'm talking about that.
I'm a little into it.
Jay and I, we geisha shuffle up and down this, like, studio.
The whole time, yeah.
Someone just booted your hat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You missed the...
Oh, okay. Not sorry.
I have a Laganja wig. Oh.
Kimchi is good looking, though. Kimchi is an attractive person. And again, speaking of, like, this community, we want to be so inclusive, but at the same time, we like to divide. And
yeah, there's a lot of support, but there's a lot of cattiness.
Yes. And just by judging the comments that I read daily, I really like, I enjoy the comments. So keep on making your comments down there. Again, it is a tough life. Oh, it's not hard.
I mean, though, Chi Chi and Sharon.
I love it.
Geisha. I love that spell. I love that.
They spelled well done, it
writer.
In the chat.
Writer, get it. Good job.
You get a thumbs up, writer. S-H-A shuffle.
So Geisha funny.
Shuffle. I was actually really also endeared to Chi Chi's story. I mean, Chi Chi kind of came through to me in Untucked, where I was like, she's kind of rough around the edges as a drag queen,
mm-hmm.
But there's something so endearing about her personality mm-hmm. to me. And I think part of that whole story where she was like, I was like a gangbanger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that was like, what? Like, some of the experiences you can imagine she's had or you know she's had are, like, intense experiences.
Right.
And here she is on this show, like, giving it her all.
Mm-hmm. She's a combination of Trinity K. Bonet.
Yes.
And Latrice Royale.
Yes.
In the sense that not because they're black, but because they have the... I agree.
Why
they,
you gotta be black?
Because they have the rough, you know, not, you know, coming from, you know... Silver spoons, and they have that story. And I agree. I think Chi Chi, as well as Kimchi, more, but Chi Chi actually, because when I saw her last week, I actually kind of forgot about her, and it was like, oh, it's that one, the you know, the southern one. But I, again, the more I see her, the more I'm like, okay.
My concern is, okay, so she came in. She was the one who came in the trash bag,
yes.
In the garbage,
yes.
In which
garbage.
It was for being made out of a trash bag. I thought, cool. But the dress this tonight was the red sparkle.
Red, yes.
Which I had her on my, like, list. Which
Jay,
can
we go down the list?
Yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, with that one, I completely agree with Michelle on her dress.
What did Michelle say? I don't remember.
Michelle was basically saying, your
it's
dress
simple.
Is too basic.
It's basic.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Okay, yeah. That's where I'm at. All right,
so we're going down the list. So we say that Cha-Cha.
Chi-Chi.
Chi-Chi. why can't she just be a Chi-Chi? Okay. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let you two talk. Chi-Chi.
Well, we started with Cynthia, didn't we?
Yeah, Cynthia.
Well, we don't have to go in order, per se.
Oh, well, I'm just going in order.
Jay threw out Chi-Chi.
And I said just standard.
Simple, like, you know,
simple. Yeah.
Okay, now we can go in order.
Cynthia looks gorgeous.
I thought, I put Love It next to Cynthia.
I agree.
Bob, I thought there was something about the wig to me that didn't seem secure.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I love the dress, and I thought he had a really nice ass. So I wrote, gorgeous, nice ass.
I liked the afro. I thought I kind of liked it. I thought it was a different kind of shape that we've seen from Bob.
I agree.
Okay.
No, but I loved his comment about his legs that he bought from eBay.
Yes! Yeah.
It's the off-the-cuff things that I think that he's saying, or she's saying.
I personally like, this was one of my favorite dresses. I agree with the wig. I don't think it was the best wig, but the look overall was some point.
Cool.
I liked it.
It was a toot.
Derek?
I'm worried about you guys with Derek. What are you going to say?
I liked the fact that Derek is still giving me that Courtney Love. Just kidding.
Well, no. Okay.
He's still giving me that Courtney Act vibe where you feel like it's still relying on this body, yaddy, yaddy. And I love the fact that he tried by coming out with a red wig. And the dress is gorgeous, of course. I don't know. I just wish I could see something more. And Courtney did have some, like, really show-stopping numbers.
Right.
So I'm waiting for that, I guess.
I think if we didn't know that Derek was a Britney impersonator, that the look tonight would have been better to us.
Yes.
But now that we know, I'm speaking for myself, I guess.
No. Oh, okay. I agree.
But we do. We know that Derek is a Britney impersonator. So now we're going to look like, oh, there's Britney in a red wig. There's Toxic. Oh, sorry. Okay. So
no, I'm totally with you on this. Okay, go ahead. Okay. You keep talking.
With Derek, I put Vegas premiere. Derek is from Vegas. That's what she knows. Like, she is going to bring, and she even said on Untucked, like, this is what she wants to represent to people. This is her brand. Like, she is trying to bring people into that show. I get it. Mm-hmm. So I thought for what it was, I didn't mind it. It wasn't my favorite. I thought the cut was good on her. I don't know. I thought I put it in my plus list.
Sidebar. Jocelyn Fairchild said, toot Derek's dress. What that is a comment to Raja and Raven. They do a fashion photo review, and I like the toot and boot.
Yeah.
So that's good. I like that. I like that, Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Back to you, Jay. Yes. Uh-huh. I totally agree with what you just said.
Yeah.
Let's flashback a little bit to season 4, where you had Chad Michaels.
Right.
And it was even said in Untucked how Chad Michaels, when she came into the competition, she was Chad Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Then she brought out Cher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Derek is
only
doing...
Only in the Snatch Game.
Only in the Snatch Game. However, there were... I mean, with the face, both of them, with the face, even when Derek's a boy...
Yeah,
I see Britney. I see a boy Britney, and I do a double take.
Mm-hmm.
And what you said about the red, I agree. The red wig, just because you changed the color of the wig, I still see Britney. I'm still getting Britney.
Yeah.
Again, this is these are choices that he's made, or she, you know.
Yeah.
So I wonder. I personally, I'm gonna be bitter and negative right now. I didn't care for this look. The little fupa thing wasn't working for me per se, but I think he will go far in this challenge just because I think this is going to be another Michelle. She's going to want to see more, and I have to agree. I do want to see more, and not just like a change, because she wore a red wig in the mini challenge. So I'm like, I would like to see something different.
I want Kimchi to do Derek's makeup once, just to see what would happen. Don't you think that'd be fun? Like, just a mix up and see what everybody does for each other. But Kimchi,
I'm glad you brought that up, because this is also, because it's a competition, we're talking about people who can dance, people who can do comedy. Kimchi, everyone has their strengths and weaknesses, and Kimchi's is her looks.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of her looks, I thought she looked amazing.
She was giving us LA Confidential realness.
I loved her look.
Gorgeous.
I wasn't thrilled about her hair thing last week, but like this week, and again, I hear Cameron Mars in my ear about the walk, and it drives me up a wall. The walk is horrible.
I said I don't mind it. I'm okay. I wasn't crazy. I thought that the makeup was... I know that that's like a signature, that the big anime eye, but I didn't think that it fit for this challenge. So that was my only complaint with Kimchi, was I thought the makeup was a little bit wrong.
That dress, though.
The dress
was
great.
Dress.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to smell her, too.
I feel like because the dress to me seemed to have like an Asian inspiration,
feel to it.
Okay.
I feel like the eyes made sense to me in that sort of way.
Okay, I could see that now. Yeah.
Also, Jocelyn just said, Cam would be so proud of you, Kenny. I like that. Also, her shape, her figure, the way she pads, it's I can't really tell because she is a bigger person.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's her actual body or if she's padding it that way, but whatever she's doing in this particular look worked. So,
we didn't talk about Robbie Turner, which I didn't even write down. I just put in the good pile.
Well, it was an old Hollywood style.
Okay,
oh, that's
50s,
yeah.
50s rip. I actually like this.
Yeah. Okay.
I actually liked it.
Naomi Smalls.
She looks like a model to me. I thought she looked
this
like a model.
This was runway. This is where boy body works, because I thought that the dress flowed like really nice on that. And she doesn't pad. And I mean, last week it didn't work in that wrap dress. But this one, I was like, the fabric's doing the work for her. And I thought that it actually, I kind of liked it.
Boy body works for me if you are going for a model look. Models... Female models look like men.
That's what she's... Like, I think she's doing a high fashion thing, so that's why I think it was there. Not into it?
I'm not sold on the boy body.
Okay.
I'm trying to flip-flop on that, but I'm not there yet. But I will say, I like the strap-up shoelaces. That was pretty cool. I thought the dress was... It was simple. I mean, it doesn't scream movie premiere, per se.
Right.
But again, a lot of these dresses don't. So, you know,
I loved Layla's look. I loved Layla's look. It was actually, like, next to Kimchi, my favorite look. And I know you're making that face, But I love that kind of like punk rock style. I loved her wig. I loved her makeup. I loved the color of the dress. Yes, maybe it could have been contoured better, but I don't know.
The fit was kind of ill though. It wasn't great for me. I did like I said from the neck up, I thought was good. I thought the hair was a good wig, and I thought that the makeup was good.
I'll boot this shit. Ripped me. I don't care. It was gross. I didn't like it. I think it was all in good intention. It just didn't. She didn't pull it off.
Okay, and what about Acid Betty?
Amazing. It was amazing.
Would that have worked on anybody else besides Acid Betty? Not at all, right? And that's what I wrote. I'm like, nobody else would have pulled off that big, like, avant-garde sundial thing on her face.
You know what did it for me was the pink hair. And I think a lot of people kind of missed that. But I thought it was the whole look. And she got ripped about the train, too. I kind of like that weird fish.
I was not into that.
I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, it created a different silhouette than I've ever seen before. Right. I thought it would have been cool. It was Esther Dean.
Esther Dean said that.
And I was like, I agree. I don't think that. I think it kind of added like a heaviness to the bottom.
I didn't mind it. Okay. I thought it was cool and different.
Who's next? Dax's dress was terrible.
I think the last one we haven't talked about was Thorgy.
Thorgy, I thought was great. I thought Dax's dress was terrible.
Oh, Dax. Dax wasn't anything, and Thorgy I thought was good for her. Again, that's another person who, if somebody else came out in like a pantsuit romper thing,
it wouldn't have fit.
Yeah, I thought Thorgy was in
her
element.
She looked great.
Yeah.
And I can see what Michelle is saying about her eyes. We see it on TV. I can see her. I can see her whites perfectly clear, but again, she's on the main stage. So
I just want to say someone in the chat roll, because it's like, who's Rue bringing back? Someone in the chat roll said, bring back Shangela.
Oh, we'll get to that. So bottom two was Layla and Dax. No surprise. They both went home. I was actually kind of shocked, but I have to agree.
Underwhelming lip sync, which...
The clothes started coming off.
Talked about this.
You don't
a little
take
bit.
Off your dress unless you've got another dress underneath it.
Well, Roll Girl took off the bottom part, which she should have took off before she even hit the runway, because that little gold piece was gross, in my opinion. It was disgusting. But then she became a matador. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad they both went home.
I didn't mind the double elimination for this, because how I've lip synced I Will Survive in my room so many times, and
haven't
I
we
bring
all
more energy than that. Yeah, I think it's a staple in everybody's life that they should do it if they haven't.
Yeah.
And it was true. It's like when they did, it was a Britney song, I don't remember what season, but when they sent two queens home, I was like, I remember watching being like, this is just a bad lip sync. So yeah. I didn't mind the two people going home, and I kind of thought that was going to happen.
That was Mahogany and Vivian Panay. Those
perfect.
Two. See, I got my check.
Get
I got it.
It thank
on.
You, Ken.
I got it on that one.
Perfect. So you think it has to be Nysha, right?
No.
Coming back?
No.
No,
what's
I think
going
it's a queen
then?
From a different season.
And I know exactly who it is, and I'm just kidding, but I know who I would like it to be.
Shangela.
Katya.
Oh, my gosh. That would
wouldn't
be fun.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I think that could happen,
I'll tell you what
I think it'd happen.
It's not Willem.
No.
Not Willem.
No.
I love Willem.
But I will say, if they're going to bring... Because we know that there's going to be All-Stars next season.
Yeah.
Why bring back... Unless it's somebody who we're not expecting, like a Kenya Moore or... Well, she already came back once. Somebody like a Vivian Panay.
Or
like,
what if it's a drag queen that's not even coming back from a different season? It could just be a drag queen that
she didn't invite
to the show.
But why have this kind of moment at the end? And normally in the workroom, she would be like, oh, by the way, pit crew. And like, she would bring somebody in. I think it's going to be a bigger name.
Here's my theory.
It's going to be Jason J. Carter in drag.
Here's my theory. I think the producers already have an outline for a season, and I think they kind of knew that there will be a double elimination and someone's going to bring him back. I think they didn't know exactly when, and it just so happened this was the episode that she was like, we'll do it now. We'll pull the trigger. So I liked the element of surprise.
It was a fun one.
It was a great episode, and yes, I do like the show.
And Drew, I don't think that Michelle had a nose job.
No. That's
I think it's
different.
Contouring.
Jackie, do you want to do this? The next segment of the tweets, the mean comments?
Oh, yeah. Can we do our mean comments?
No.
Make it fast.
Make it fast.
Yeah, make it fast.
Hi.
This is our rendition.
So we love your comments, and Jimmy Kimmel does this mean tweet. So we're gonna
read
our favorite mean comment from the week before. Jackie,
this woman is going to ruin your show. She brought a very negative tone throughout the show and made things very uncomfortable. Rein in her poor stage presence, or I'll be unable to watch. I'll tune in next week for changes. And that was Michael Cox.
I don't have any.
No, because everyone loved Jay because he's hot and he's the new guy and they don't want to run him away.
I just appreciate everybody accepting me. I know that it's a big change from last season, so I want to thank you guys also too.
It's not that big.
I have so much fun doing this, so thank you all so much for your lovely Instagram and Twitter messages. And maybe I'll go shirtless.
Oh, there you go.
It was a recommendation.
So now,
if Bob wins,
so now,
we'll
see. No. Yeah. You've already thrown out there.
Yeah, you put it in the universe.
People
watch. You secreted that.
People watch. I'm debating if I want to give the person the benefit of the doubt, but I'm going to read what whoever this person wrote.
Yeah.
This person wrote, "The black guy is annoying as fuck." You got two things right in that one. So I agree. That is our show. Where can we find you, Jay?
Okay, so on Instagram, I'm at @don't_be_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S, and then Twitter is @still_jealous, J-E-L-L-I-S.
Jackie.
You can find me on my website, 123jackieb.com. That's where my Twitter, Instagram, blog all are.
Mark isn't here. He is at Lorraine Love on Twitter, and I am at Kenny C. Harrison, or Kenny Cherison, on Twitter. Thank you, guys. This was a fun episode.
It was great. It was
For next week. Make your comments on iTunes. Download us on iTunes. Thank you for watching. Check out Kevin's new show, the Tomorrow Show. Anything else? I think that's it.
I'm just excited for Mark to come back.
Yeah. We love you, Mark.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, we love you. So that's our show. Tune in next week. We'll see you. Bye, everyone.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.